When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk, featuring Katherine Riker. Brought to you by Lawrence Allen, Global Executive Search Professional, author of The Tree of Liberty, Apteca Naturelle, Backwell Syllable Backholder, Dan Perkins, Registered Investment Advisor, and author of The Brotherhood of the Red Nile series, Dr. James Butler, DDS, Gravity First Mattress, iMarketing, Magic Nutrition, Swan Montgomery, top musician, engineer, and performer with solo album Augham. And Ultimate Air Show. Now, here's Katherine with Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Riker of Let's Just Talk, and we have with us today in our studio Donna Anderson, who has been on our show many, many times. And we have someone that's I'm so excited about having because, number one, he is an American business executive, an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and he began his career in family's real estate business, which focused on middle-class mixed-use rental in Manhattan's Upper East Side at the age of 19 while he was still in college. His name is Cam Biz Aaron Marabi. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you know what really excited me about you is that you are an entrepreneur. And one Go ahead.
Correct.
And one of the things that I love about entrepreneurs is that I'm one of them too, and so is Donna. And you know, that's what actually makes America great. Am I right?
Absolutely.
And absolutely. You were originally born in Tehran, Iran, to a wealthy, noble Persian family, Cohen and Marabi, which is really different, right?
Yes.
Because your family's Jewish. Am
yes.
I correct?
Yes.
Being from Tehran, that's really different, wouldn't you say?
Yes. And, you know, in Iran, there are a very small group of Jews. Mm-hmm. When I was in Iran, I think the population was about 33 to 35 million. Mm-hmm. And out of that, there were probably 25,000 Jews.
And that's a small...
Me and my family being part of that 30...
Right.
25,000 to 30,000 Jews in Iran.
Right. And you came to the United States when?
We came right when there were the revolution.
The revolution.
Correct.
And actually, In 79. And actually, you know where I was? I was in England when that was going on.
Wow.
And it was unreal, you know, for all of us, and especially for your family. Did you walk out? It must have been very difficult leaving and then coming here, was it?
Correct. But what happened was, I guess my parents and my grandparents, being entrepreneurial as well and a business people, they thought that, okay, the regime would change. Everything else goes back to what it was before the revolution. So what they did was they just took a breather, and since we were a minority and a fanatic religious people were coming to power, so they didn't know how they would act to the minority and Jews in particular. They came to United States for a few months, and my aunt, who's a doctor and professor, she was doing a research on cancer in Sloan Kettering. So we came in, and they put us in a school in Long Island in Gredneck. And then my dad and my grandfather went back to see what's going on, and if everything is peaceful, then my parents, my mom and my grandma and my sister would go back, and my brother and I would get a good education, go to university, get a degree, and go back to Iran to run the company. All they knew, a couple of months later, the first thing they did, they executed two Jewish businessmen. And as a Jew, we send money to Israel for as a philanthropy to organization that we believe in. And they use that as being a spy for Israel, and they executed two, and then that was the end for my beginning of the end for my
family,
parents' business.
Right.
They left everything, and they couldn't tell anyone that we're going to move out. So they said, no, we're going to the seaside, north of Iran, the Caspian Sea, for a few days. They left everything intact, and I think their passports were confiscated because they were Jews. So they paid some smuggler some money. So my dad, my grandpa, went through Tehran to north of Iran, and from there they went to Pakistan at night. And then they took some diamond and jewelry, but in the middle of the desert or whatever that was, the people who were taking them, they said, either we leave you with these Persian fanatic soldiers, or give me all the gold and jewelry you have.
Right. Sounds like a little like what happened during Hitler's time.
Yeah, something to that effect.
That's
and then
right.
My dad and my grandpa gave them everything. They put them in, without any money, in Pakistan. So my older brother and my aunt, they flew immediately to Pakistan with money and credit card and what have you. And they got, I think, travel document from the embassy of United States. And they came, and that was the end. We have never been there, nor have we gotten any of our building or houses or any of our furniture and paintings.
So this must be, and I don't know if you want to answer this question or not, but I know that you're a Republican, am I correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I am too. We're both we're three conservative Republicans.
Yes.
And I, you know, I think I wrote to you and told you that I went back to Israel to see my roots.
Yes.
My mother is going to be 94, and she wanted to know the roots of her family.
Right.
So, I mean, I have a very special place in my heart for Israel. I can't tell you how much it meant for me to go. And
right.
to see it. And for what's going on in our country right now, it must be, I'm not sure, and I hate to use the word stupid, but I mean, the people that are out there right now are not using their brain on this thing with Iran.
Right.
I mean,
Donald constantly said the people who made the deal from United States mm-hmm. with Iran are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
What I can tell you is, one, if a country says death to America,
right.
and death to Israel, and we go and sign a treaty with them, that's wrong.
It is wrong.
Unless they would have stopped saying those things and mean it. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, a country that has an appetite to control Middle East, they already have four capitals. One, Tehran is theirs. Damascus is theirs, Beirut is theirs, and they took over Yemen with the Houthis. So their appetite is vast.
Right.
And they want to go into, I'm sure, all the Arab countries and to some extent impose and take over and spread their part of religion or their tribe.
Right.
And at the same time, I know the Saudis are not going to sit and let Iran have the nuclear and them having none, so they would start
a nuclear war, a
correct.
Nuclear escalation.
And then Kuwait would be then the next, and all of those Arab countries are mm-hmm. going to start using the same thing. So I think that politically it's a suicide.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I have to tell you that a lot of us feel that Donald Trump is going to make it, because he's being at least smart about it. I mean, really seriously. I may be wrong, but listening to the debates, I got a sense that there are a few people on that stage that really believe in Israel and believe in, you know, they don't want to sacrifice it. They don't want to. There's too many people, and I'm really surprised how many people are not standing up and screaming right now about what's going on.
Correct.
And that's, go ahead.
I want to shed some light on Israel.
Go ahead.
One, yes, I'm Jew, so Israel is important to me because
right.
this is the only country
that
is stands
that's right.
with Jews.
Mm-hmm.
But if we move that, let's look at Israel as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
It's the democracy in a part of a world that is dictatorship.
That's true.
It's Israel is the first country that went in and helped the Muslim in Bosnia when it was the Serbs and the Muslims war 20 years ago. Israel was the first country to go help the Muslim against the genocide that was
That's
being
right.
done. When there was an earthquake in Haiti, they were the first to send in mobile hospital. When there is a disaster anywhere, Israel goes in, and Israel is a small country. It's a minute. Take a look at it on the map.
Right.
You'll see just the line, small line, and surrounded by all these Arab countries that they want to push Israel out of the map or into the sea. That's what they say.
And the other thing is when, you know, a lot of people don't know that after one of the wars that happened over there, that they actually went into Palestine and rebuilt a lot of schools and hospitals and everything else and gave
yes.
them the money. And people don't get that. I don't understand why they don't get it. I think that everybody should have to go to Israel once in their life to see it.
Absolutely.
I was actually fortunate, Cam, to live in Turkey, to live in England, to live in Spain and Singapore. And I think and Donna, you can attest to this, once you go and beyond the borders of the United States
mm-hmm.
and see other countries and experience it, live there, you know, not as a tourist especially, you change the way you think about the world.
Absolutely.
I agree with that. Well, I see that you are also, you're in politics in some way and still in Van Nuys, right?
Correct. I am a council member.
Councilman
member. Neighborhood.
Right, right.
Council.
And you love charities, don't you?
Yes.
Especially the the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, correct?
Correct, correct.
And the American
Heart
Association.
And my aunt.
Right.
They both are a survivor, and
you're talking to one. She's sitting right across from me.
I have a big smile on my face.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what we're doing on our fashion shows, just to let you know, is we're featuring two cancer survivors in each fashion show. Part of it. And there's a gentleman named, very famous, and I want you to, when you get a chance to look him up, you can. His name is Bootsy Collins. He is an R&B artist. And the gal that is the fashion designer for so many people all over the country, her name is Linda Love.
Right.
And Linda is actually Bootsy Collins and a lot of other artists' costume designer as well for movies, for lots of different things. And she also has lost people to breast cancer, her sister. And so she called me up at the station one day and she said, I need to meet you. And I said, okay.
Everybody wants to meet you.
No, Cam, not everybody.
I want to meet you as well, even though we have spoken a few times over the phone.
Right.
And like a magnet, you had attracted me.
Oh, well, you are a magnet. I went up and I looked at your buildings and I looked at what you do. And I have to tell you, I went into real estate in New Jersey and I think your buildings rock.
Thank you.
And I'm also in travel for my radio and television shows. I'm a registered travel agent. And I just love anybody that is as creative as you are.
Thank you. And I'll tell you why the building rocks. Because whatever I do with my heart.
That's true.
It's really sincere. And I have a vision. And my vision is luxury class A. So you give service to people. People are happy. They pay their rent, and they want to stay with you.
That's right.
And that's my motto.
And I think service is the key to it. And the people that are you surround yourself with, all your people are just so happy that I got such a sense when I called in that they really love you.
Thank you.
And they love working there. And I think, you know, my grandparents came in from Poland. Same kind of thing, okay, on my dad's side. My mother's side was the Jewish side. My father's side was the Polish side.
Right.
And they checked out America and then went back to Poland. And during that period of time, the early 1900s, there was a lot of strife going on in Poland. They came back.
Right.
So, you know, I think having those kind of roots, and my dad was an entertainer and lots of different things. They were very creative. And my dad was a marketing genius. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You learn from that. You mentor from that, right, Donna?
Right.
And Donna and her husband were well known for what did you do, Donna?
Drag racing.
And they came up with a product for cars, for custom cars, seals.
All kinds of seals.
For the doors and everything else. And that was an entrepreneurship thing too, wasn't it?
Correct.
And she rocks. Well, she rocks in herself. She's a wild redhead who, you're in your 60s, right?
Right.
Right. See, I happen 60, to be the
not
oldest.
These days, 60 is the new 40.
Yeah, that's so, right.
That's right.
See, in the 70s.
Honest truth, it is.
Right.
Age is only a number.
See, that's the reason why I tell everybody. That's what I tell everybody. Why I tell everybody that I'm 71 is because I don't feel it, act it, or look it.
No, not at all.
You don't sound it. You sound like 41.
Thank you.
I'll tell you that.
Thank you.
You better feel like 41.
Well, you know, it's really fun. I have to tell you, you're never going to believe this, you two. What did I get in the mail yesterday? I got a Persian cookbook.
Ooh.
So
how neat.
Here's the cool thing what we're going to do now, if it's all right with Cam. We're going to do a television show with Cam in Los Angeles or wherever, New York, wherever he wants to do it.
Right.
Because now I'm on national television for my cooking show.
And you know the gourmet food, meaning the rich gourmet food, starts from Iran, from Persia.
I know that.
And there is a dish called gourmet sabzi.
It's
a dish. It's a stew that has a lot of rich vegetable.
Ooh.
And either people make it with beef or turkey or chicken.
Or lamb?
I was going to say
or
lamb.
Would be wonderful.
Right.
And so the gourmet comes from that dish, gourmet sabzi, 2,000 years ago or 2,500 years ago.
Mm.
And the Persian food is the most balanced food.
Right.
Every dish has many vegetables in it
with
meat or non-meat, and it's
healthy. It's healthy.
All the nutrition you need in one meal.
Tell me what the holiday is. Here in Cincinnati a few years ago, Cam, I did a rite of spring, a Persian rite of spring, at a very, one of my friends' husbands is an orthopedic surgeon. There's a community here, Persians, here in Cincinnati. And she did this dance that they do for the rite of spring. It was really cool. I'd never seen it.
The Persian dance is beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's like Arabic, but it's more settled and more mysterious versus the, you know, Arabic dance, belly dancing.
Right.
It's a belly dancing in a mysterious way.
It's beautiful. It really is. And they had a big spread in Gannett, which is the Enquirer here. She was on the front page of it. It was beautiful. And it was at her house in Indian Hill, and it was just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And from then on, I tasted these wonderful, wonderful foods from Persia.
Yes.
And I thought, well, you know, I love Persian rugs because of the colors and everything right?
And the food is the same
way. But the food is the same way.
There is red, there is yellow, there is all kind of color food.
Right,
and
right.
Delicious.
Right.
And then kebabs.
Oh, yes.
You know, this queue of beef, chicken, lamb, turkey. Amazing food. The food is fantastic.
Iran, we have to take a short break. We have to take a short break in here. It'll just be a second, and we'll be right back with Cambiz Merhabi. We'll be right back.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with the lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. My favorite tool in my kitchen and garage is the Bagwell Sealable Bag Holder. It's like having an extra set of hands to help you in the kitchen or the garage or anywhere. The Bagwell is quick and easy to use. Just pop it open, fold back a cup on the baggie, spread the cup over four sturdy arms, and you're ready to pour, fill, seal and store with no spilling. It works great with snack foods, pasta dishes, anything that you have left over. It's dishwasher safe and folds flat for easy storage. Plus, it eliminates the clutter and stacks of tubs and lids in your cabinets and dishwasher. So, you can use it all over the house, anywhere you can use a baggie. Order a Bagwell for yourself, your friends, your family, for anyone who could use a helping hand. And guess what? They have a special at $6.99. Go to www.thebagwell.com.
The Brotherhood of the Red Nile, America Responds. This is the final installment of the Brotherhood Trilogy. Over the series, we have been attacked by terrorists using weapons of mass destruction, began to rebuild America from all the destruction. And in the last book, America Responds, the Pathfinders have been charged to find the Brotherhood.
Just as they are ready to close in and capture the Brotherhood, the President tells them to stop and not capture, just follow. The President meets with special advisors to develop a plan of attack, not just on the Brotherhood, but terrorists worldwide. It's a risky plan, but one he hopes will work. We have to stop terrorism, or they will destroy the world as we know it. Will the President's plan work? Will the Pathfinders succeed? Will Ted and Hadar and Megan and Omid turn into real couples and have a life together? Will Frank and Karen return to Sanibel? All this and more in the final book of the Brotherhood Trilogy. Go to www.danperkins@sanibel.com to order.
Dan Perkins' new book, also available at Amazon.com. iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance of the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@imktg.com today.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back on Let's Just Talk with probably one of the most exciting team I've had in my studio and on the radio, and that's Cambiz, Aaron.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Marabi and Donna Anderson. And Cambiz is really one of these colorful figures that I've met before. And it was really funny when I saw that LinkedIn come over from Carrie. He said, I want you to call and talk to this wonderful man. And I went, I need to have him on my show. This guy's awesome.
And I'm honored to be in your show.
Oh, you know, it's fun. We try to educate people about the world. We do everything from fashion. And then I saw that you were a model when you first came here at 19.
Yes.
And you should be in the fashion show.
I was in many fashion shows then.
And now?
You know, if you send an invitation to me and my wife, we would be honored to be on your fashion show.
Right. Well, we will, because we think that you rock. And
Thank you.
I think that there's so many things that we can do to change the world easily.
Yes. Yes.
And I really believe that you're an educator. You
Thank
want
you.
People to know about your history, your country, and this country, and
Right.
how you survived.
Right. I want to tell you a couple of things.
Sure.
One, you know, Iran goes back 2,500 years and beyond. And if you go to Supreme Court in New York, and if you look at the ceiling, you'll see four figures. You'll see Moses, Solomon, Cyrus the Great on the wall, on the ceiling of the New York Supreme Court. So Iran comes with a lot of culture. Unfortunately, the regime that it's in, they're catered to the wrong ideas, and they support many terrorists. So people like me and some of the Persians, they disconnect themselves with Iran. which is unfortunate because Iran is so much of our being and part of our life that unfortunately, I don't advertise it.
Right. And that's the reason why a lot of my friends call it Persia instead of Iran, because they don't want to, they want to be associated with the time when Persia was the greatest,
right.
I think. And you're an American. You're American first.
And then I wanted to tell you, I am so, so, so grateful to United States as a place and to the American people. Because imagine people from every corner of the world, they come here with their broken accents. The American patiently listens to them and guides them and helps them and allow them to live here and excel to become the same successful people they were in their own country, or to give them the opportunity to be who they want to be.
Right.
I always tell my three kids that they are so lucky to be born here, and I am so lucky to be here to be free in every way, shape, and form that I want to be, express my faith and religion beliefs, and in wanting to do whatever that is that I want to do as far as work is concerned. There is no limit. If I work hard and if I am doing the right thing, I can excel and be who I want to be. No other place in Europe there is limit and there is restriction. In Middle East, forget about it. In Far East, the same routine. It's only United States, and it's the best country on earth. So I wanted to just state that for people who don't know.
I don't either. Tell me now. Let's talk a little bit about what you want to do. Your goals are. Because you've created with your family this wonderful real estate investment company that builds beautiful buildings, that rents out gorgeous properties. You're in Los Angeles, you're in New York and Long Island, am I correct?
Correct.
Where do you spend most of your time, in L.A.?
Yes, because that's where my headquarters is, and you can't beat the weather here.
That's
every day, 75 and sunny. We have 360 days of sun and 75. So we might get 5 days of rain.
Right.
So
I know my daughter used to live in Hermosa Beach. And now she lives.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful
gorgeous, place. Gorgeous area. And now she lives in New Orleans.
Oh.
And, you know, has anybody done the story of your life?
I had a few people interested, but I was not ready. I don't know. Your voice and your persistence caught me. So, and I said yes to you.
Well, I want to do the story of your life. I really do.
You got it.
And I really want to do a television show with you. And I
would love to.
And I have to tell you, I want to do a couple of movies with you that I think will just make you jump up and down. And I want to tell you about one of them. Are you ready for this?
Go for it.
Very good friend of mine who's Jewish. His name is Gerald Blumenthal.
Right.
He's from Houston, Texas. Not originally. He's from South Africa. Jewish.
Uh-huh.
Right. He wrote 4 books. And his daughter died of ovarian cancer. And she was only 35. And one day, I got a phone call from this. Or no, I got an email to have him on my show.
Right.
Well, what I found out later on is he sent out 4,500 emails, and I was the only one that answered his email.
No figure.
I don't know.
You're amazing. You picked the right people
like
and right places.
Right. So Gerald and I became very, very good friends. And I don't know if you remember the story of the gun that Saddam Hussein was building or wanted to build to destroy Israel.
Yes.
Actually, Jerry was an engineer with the guy that built that, tried to build the gun and send it to Saddam Hussein. Wow. So he wrote the book, The Brass Compass. Well, right after that, he wrote The Monkey Trial, which Judgment Day. And then he wrote a series, which I know is going to tear your heart out. Are you ready for this?
Go for it.
Lauren, the detective series, and she's the teenage detective. Mm-hmm. And he wrote it with his daughter in mind. And we are now, Kerry Wallum, the gentleman that you linked in originally,
right,
is producing that movie. And we're trying to get it out.
God.
And it's a series of four or five books.
Right.
And if you knew the whole story behind Jerry, which I'll tell you later,
right,
this is a man that's 75 years old that's still working. He has his own entrepreneurial business. So every time you go to a shop in the airport,
right,
he does customer service. He's a shop. They are shoppers that go to car dealerships, businesses like yours, and check you out to make sure that you're giving that customer the best service they can give.
Wow.
So that's the kind of person he is. And you're going to love this. The little girl that we want to use for the actress, you're going to get to meet, too. She's my niece who lost her leg to cancer. Her name is Breezy Bakanik.
Wow, 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 wow.
And, you know, when I saw the thing about children and I saw you and I saw Jerry, it's like God just put us all together.
Great combination.
It is a She lost her leg at age 9. She had it cut off purposely because she would have died. And she lives in Northern California, and she's all over the internet. She's a challenged athlete. She raises money for children with cancer.
She's inspirational.
Oh, she's a runner, too. She was Ooh. In the marathons and everything else.
Yeah.
And so, you know, these are people. And then there's another organization I want to introduce you to, and that is for children. And it's out of Houston. It's not out of Houston. It's out of Dallas, Texas. And it's called, there's a thing called Skyball.
Right.
And then there's a thing for children called Snowball Express. I would love for you to be part of Snowball Express with the children because you really care.
Absolutely.
And American Airlines is the main sponsor for Snowball Express. And what it is children that have lost their dads or moms in the war, in all the wars, they bring them once a year to Texas, and for a week, they treat them to everything, including all kinds of fun things and everything. And these are the kind of organizations that I love, mm-hmm. because you give back.
Of course. Right? You need to give back. I don't, you know, you and I spoke previously, mm-hmm. and I told you, just like you need food to have energy to walk and talk and do things, and you need faith for your soul, you need to give back to community mm-hmm. in order to feel satisfied. And you pick a couple of causes that it's dear to you,
mm-hmm.
and you give back to them, and you help others. That's what makes us feel satisfied and mm-hmm. content.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like, and I, you know, I constantly tell my kids, their life, as much as they like to study and to do many other things, they have to be balanced mm-hmm. and have charity in their life.
That's
whatever
right.
it is that it's close to them.
Mm-hmm. And they'll find it. You know, they will find it, right? Just like your kids did.
Right.
And just like my kids have. And on that note, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Cambiz Morabi and Donna Anderson. We'll be right back.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, our new sponsor is Celestial Cruises, and they invite you to enjoy the real Greek experience sailing to some of the most popular picture postcard destinations in the Mediterranean, as well as the off-beaten-path villages and islands throughout Greece and Turkey. Breathtaking gems of the region. Sailing with Celestial Cruises is truly an unforgettable and authentically rich Greek experience, and it awaits you and your family. They're intimate, small to mid-sized cruise vessels visiting ports that are not accessible to other big cruise lines. They have 64 themed cruises showcasing the region's archaeology, culture, and heritage. For more information or to book your cruise, contact 877-337-4665 or go to their website at www.celestialcruises.com.
Hello, Cincinnati. This is Rick and Noel of Ultimate Air Shuttle. We are excited to announce on October 26, Ultimate Air will begin flights to Cleveland from Lunkin Airport for only $379 round trip.
And to kick off our newest destination, we are offering a buy one, get one free to Cleveland now through the end of 2015.
Now you could experience VIP jet travel to New York City, Charlotte, Chicago, and Cleveland. Book today at ultimateairshuttle.com.
Ultimate Air Shuttle flights are public charters sold and operated by Ultimate Jet Charters, LLC, as director of carrier.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back on Let's Just Talk with probably one of the most exciting architects, entrepreneurs, businessmen, philanthropists I've ever met in my life on the phone and on our radio show. And Donna Anderson, my really special friend, who survived a lot of different things, and I don't know what I'd do without her. She's just a true friend, right?
Well, thank you very much. You're welcome. One of my besties.
I know. And we met in a nail shop.
We did.
We did.
And we've been the best of friends ever since. And we live very close together.
Yeah,
which
that
is
makes
nice.
That makes it easy. Cambiz, you know, you must have a lot of friends and a lot of relations. Do you travel a lot?
Yes.
You do. Have you been to Cincinnati?
I've been at the airport.
Everybody's been to our airport.
That's Covington. That's not
Cincinnati. you two give me a reason for my wife and I to travel there.
We have three TV shows. We have Born Before 64. We have The Chef, You and I. And we have Timeless Performers. And I'm coming up with a new one called Sports for You, too.
Wow.
And then we have Let's Just Talk. That's what you're on right now. So we have a lot to do in the next year or two. And my goal is to make these movies and get our TV shows where they need to be all over the world. And
I'm so excited to be part of your team.
Oh, I'd love to, for you to be part of my team, and I'm not joking. See, you won't get rid of me once you know me.
Yes, I figured that out already,
you figured that out.
So.
You know when you have glue that's stuck to your finger and you try to flick it away, you know, that it just won't go somewhere? That's Catherine. It's like, dang on that thing. It's still there.
And, you know, sometimes you have a crazy glue that you want to get rid of. And sometimes you have a nice glue that you want to play with. You play with your fingers and you go rub it and you like it.
That's right.
So I think Catherine is that way.
Thank you. You know,
she is. She's the sweetest thing.
She's a pleasant and a lovely person.
And her husband is just
wait
sweet.
Till you meet.
He's wonderful.
You're going to love Bill. Because Bill used to be with a company, which I sent you, and he now creates jobs with Belcan. And the cool thing about Bill is he's my major editor. He learned film editing. He learned all of it. And when he retired from GE about 7 years ago, he bought me my first television camera so I could film Paula Nelson, Willie Nelson's daughter.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a love there that's, we've been married 46 years, right? And that picture you saw of me, that's really me.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful picture.
Well, thank you. Well, I think that if you love life, and I love life, and I start my day, and I'm very proud to say that I start my day with a prayer to ask God to help me with a project every day with Phil every morning at 7 o'clock. Doesn't matter if I've been up all night, it doesn't make any difference. It changes my life and it changes my day. And God brought me you, which is really cool.
And you to me.
Oh, thank you. And I can't wait to meet your family. My children are age, are you ready for this, as of January the 3rd, age 50, Robert Taggart, who is my oldest, who lives in Phoenix, Arizona. Then my son Jeffrey, who lives in Northern California, who is 48, almost 49. And then my daughter Jen, who's 45.
Wow.
And 14 grandchildren.
Wow, beautiful.
Isn't that cool?
You're a lucky woman.
Well, you're very lucky because
I am a very lucky man.
And I think you spend some of your time, especially in the morning, with your wife and your children, or you get to be with that family situation. I think that's really important, don't you?
Yes. I get up at 6 o'clock. I go play tennis for an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
and then go to the gym to get to the steam room and shower, and then mm-hmm. I'll come home, have breakfast with my wife,
mm-hmm.
and if any of my kids are home, or we'll have breakfast together, and then I'll get to work, and then three nights a week we have dinner together as a family with, one of my daughters who stays at home. She goes to a local college.
Mm-hmm.
The other two, they come every 2 weeks for Shabbat dinner, which is Friday night dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I am a lucky man to have my family and my kids, and having them being so focused
mm-hmm.
in their school,
mm-hmm.
I can't ask for anything more.
What are your goals for next year?
My goals are looking to do something for the homelessness in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
because it's a spreading.
I know.
And I guess the rental has become so expensive that they're adding to homelessness.
Right,
LA.
That's true.
That's one of my goal in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
My other thing in my own business is to get into hospitality business.
Okay.
To purchase a Class B hotel and convert it to a Class A.
Does it have to be in the United States? Could it be in Ireland?
I want to start here,
mm-hmm.
and then perhaps if it's successful, then branch it out to the island. But first I have to start it here.
Well, I have someone that you can talk to, because the Heart Foundation, H-A-R-T-E.
Yes.
Owns 4 or 5 in the United States, but he also owns a wonderful castle in Ireland. And it's unbelievable, some of the places that he's taken over and done. And I know that he's looking to sell some of them. So we can talk later about that.
Sure. Absolutely.
So what were you going to say, Donna?
I was going to say, I would think that you would want to start it here for the control. And
right.
So you can oversee it. And because you are such a family man, you would want your family to be there. And if you're bringing your daughters into your business, that way you can show them and help them along with that. That would be what I would think.
And I would think
that's just a thought.
Yeah. And I think that you've done so well with your other businesses that I could see you in the hospitality industry easily,
mm-hmm.
easily.
Right.
And you know, that makes it, I really check out hotels. I'm a real nut about hotels, and because I travel a lot. And
right.
The first thing I do is look at that mattress.
Right.
Look at everything. I go in the bathroom.
I think what had prompted me into that business is downtown L.A. Lacks
I agree.
A few thousand hotel rooms. So as being a businessman and entrepreneur, I am looking heavily in downtown to find, again, a B-class hotel to convert it to luxury hotel, 200-300 rooms, and start something basic and small in order to get the hang of hotel business. And if it works, then expand and expand and make it a flagship and go into overseas as well. But everything that you do, you need to start within the area that you're in.
That's right.
So if you make a mistake, you know the market, and you can just recoup and find a buyer or go partnership with someone who's in the business so that you minimize your losses.
Right. Well, you know, we've run out of time, guys.
Okay.
We could talk to you forever. You're so easy to talk to.
Thank you.
But we want to invite you back.
I'm glad to be back anytime.
Okay. And we're going to say, would you like to give your websites out so that people that want to learn more about being an entrepreneur, and I bet you are a great mentor as well.
Oh, thank you very much. I would love to help people to be entrepreneur. My website is www.merabiandsons.com.
And thank you. Go ahead.
Merabi spells M-E-R-A-B-I. And I people often ask me, Merabi and Sons, but you have three daughters. What's going on? I said to them, I was one of the sons.
Right.
And my older brother is the other. And that's why the Merabi and Sons. But we're integrating, and it's going to be very soon when my daughters would enter to our business.
That's great.
It would be Merabi Organization Group.
And thank you for joining us. And that's a wrap. We'll see you next week on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by Bagwell, Mark C. Epley, family law attorney, Celestial Cruise Lines, Dan Perkins, IDI Smile Artist, iMarketing, Kelsey Lee Teen Expert, Victory Nutrition International, Mandel Brown Surgery Center, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Shuttle on W4CY.